Feihu, little mortals. Remember me? The spirit of motion? No? Well, never mind. That's not so important right now. I wanted to give you a little rune of protection before you start listening. The rune is Krori Amranwei. Maybe you already remember that one from last time? That's right. It's a rune of shielding against what lies within. If you don't want to hear what this rune protects you from, maybe close your senses to what you're about to hear until you hear the sound of the windshell activating. On this windshell recording, you will hear intense coughing and the sound of suffocation. This will happen around the 16-minute mark, until about 19 minutes. If that's something that is triggering to you or something that you don't necessarily want to listen to, maybe skip that part. If you still don't want to miss out on what is being said without listening to the action, remember that you can find the transcripts on our website or as a link in the show notes. You silly mortals and your breathing. At any rate, until next time, little mortals. Feihu!
Fuck off. Turn it off. Turn what off? The windshield. It's annoying.
Fine.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Fuck off.
Shut up, human.
No, you shut up. Fuck off.
What?
Turn off the windshield. So useless.
Is it on again?
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
It's on again.
Finally.
Seriously.
Whatever it is, it must be close by.
The sun isn't even up yet. My blisters didn't even have time to heal up either. Couldn't we at least have had breakfast before we started out?
You only think about it.
I try to.
The windshield doesn't just act up for no reason. There's something going on that I can't ignore.
Okay, fine. Maybe you can't ignore it. But at least you could have let us sleep.
She seems cranky without food.
No kidding.
There are edibles ahead.
What?
Were you planning to hunt?
No. On that tree. Edible mushrooms.
Sam, oh. That's a big tree.
Oh. Well, trees in the kitty are large.
Whoa, and the shrooms are all the way up there.
I didn't know there were mushrooms in this region.
Many.
Whoa.
More where I come from. You need to know where to look. Those on the bark are easy to find.
Can you get them?
Easier with my athwa.
Don't even think about it.
I don't waste rooms on mushrooms. I can climb.
Oh, so now we get to take a break for mushrooms.
I mean, of course, finding the spirits is important too, but food here is scarce and we will have to survive off the land. We can't afford to pass by any opportunity to gather any food we can find.
Hey, no need to justify getting food to me.
Eat this, human. Catch.
Wait. Dude!
We'll make you last click.
Ugh, actually I'd rather not.
Don't be picky.
Let me try that.
Yeah, sure.
Delicious. Manicky, can you get more of them for later?
If you can catch them.
What?
Here, catch.
No, wait! Fjarda! Don't throw them. Put them in a bag. Here, take this.
Fine.
Can you reach it?
Isn't there anything else I could snack on?
Try these, they're good.
Look, I'm not eating raw mushrooms. I'd rather wait till we can cook them.
We'll cook once we figure out if there are spirits nearby.
I just wish I could have a snack too.
You declined the mushrooms.
Listen, I don't know much about survival, but I know better than eating unidentified mushrooms, especially not raw.
You begged to come, yet you need to be fed. If you want to be provided with sustenance, you can't be picky.
Bro, you and Raka are animals. I'm a human. Our digestions are different. Stuff you can digest might be poisonous to me. I might have an Asian stomach,
what?
But that doesn't mean I can eat everything.
You humans have strange digestions.
There's a berry bush over there. We don't need to cook those. Come on, you can snack away on those.
Nah, I was hoping for bread or porridge or something like that.
I'm the only one who thought of bringing supplies. Neither of you did. So I decide how to ration what we have. And I say we make that last as long as we can and live on what we can gather while we're still in more fertile regions.
Okay, you win. Fine.
Sustenance, Fjord.
What?
Where does he get his vocabulary from? Sometimes he speaks like a skirt, other times as if he swallowed a dictionary.
Well, have you tried asking him?
I don't really want to give him the impression I cared. Bad enough that I had to drag him along just to keep an eye on him. Sometimes I just wonder.
Well, maybe you should try getting to know him better. You know, just gain his trust, learn how he thinks and what triggers him. You won't need to put half as much energy into keeping an eye on him. If you know when he's
I don't really see how asking him where he got his vocabulary from has anything to do with his erratic behavior.
You just complained that his speaking pattern is erratic. Coincidence? I think not.
I see. Well, we'll have plenty of time to get to know him.
Yeah.
Anyway, take this pouch and fill it with as many berries as you can fit in it.
Ugh. Are you even sure these are edible?
Sure. We grow these bushes around Kaelrun as well. See? Totally edible. A bit sour, though.
Well, they kind of look like blueberries. And I like blueberries.
Smack away, then.
What about you? Will you hunt us another turkey?
Shh!
Huh?
Do you hear that?
Hear what?
That sound.
The buzzing?
Yeah. You see any runes or spirits around?
No. No, nothing out of the ordinary.
I'll take a look around down that way, just to make sure we don't accidentally pass by anything significant. I'll leave my bag and bow with you.
Your bow?
Well, I can't shoot spirits with arrows.
But what if you see another turkey on the way?
I'm hunting spirits, not prey. Focusing on both would be distracting.
Ugh.
Oh, and don't think of rummaging for the flatbread. That's for later.
Oh, fine. Just berries, then. Boring.
I found roots and herbs and grain we can grow. The monohorn is not here.
Yeah, about that. Don't you mean unicorn?
Raku.
Oh, yeah, she went to check on the noise we were hearing.
She is hear noises?
Yeah. Are you alright?
Elaborate on the kind of noises she heard.
She didn't know what it was. That's why she went to check. Come on, you can help me collect these berries. This bag just isn't filling up.
Of course, you eat more than you put in.
I'm not. Hey, Mal, can I...
Don't shorten my name.
Oh, come on. It's just a nickname.
You don't acknowledge my key.
The key thing. I remember. Alright, Malachi. Fine. Anyway, can I ask you a question?
You ask all the time.
How come sometimes you use words like elaborate or sustenance, and other times it feels like you forgot how to formulate a proper sentence?
I don't understand the reason the kind of words I use matter.
It just... Well, I'll be honest. Raka mentioned you use strange words sometimes. Yeah. Now I kinda can't unhear it. Mm. She said you speak differently than others, girl.
She knows nothing of my Rontar.
Hmm.
I don't know how she could make any assessment about how Skurka speak.
I keep hearing that word, Rontar. What does that mean?
My people.
Oh.
My race. My kin. Skurka.
Oh, okay.
No.
Ouch! Hey!
Not that one.
Huh?
It's a different bush. It looks similar. It's bad.
Is it poisonous?
Gives you bad digestion.
Phew! Thanks. Saved my life. Hey. Is the language we're speaking right now the same you speak with your Ronta?
Of course. We don't have another. Skurka speak different. The language is the same.
Well, you said your people live isolated on a mountain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have big cities and high education up there? Well, what? Why are you laughing? What's so funny? Hello. Are you all right?
We don't have cities.
Oh.
Claiming dens in the side of another is offensive to Skurki.
Oh.
And no education.
Wow, really? But then how did you learn such fancy words?
Mm-hmm. I found books. Read them.
But if you don't have an education system, how did you learn to read them?
You're sharp.
Oh, stop it, you.
The books are written with something similar to runes. Similar sounds, similar words. I compared runes I see in the forest to those in the book. Until the writing made sense.
Wait, you decoded the books from scratch?
Decoded. Yes, I have much time.
Whoa, still seems like a lot of effort. Didn't you say there were like hundreds of runes?
I read this. There are 200 per element and many thousand Aether runes. I don't know how to count them to confirm.
Do you know them all?
No. I often find ones I didn't know.
Well, how did you figure out what was in the books?
Some of the runes on paper formed meanings when they appear next to each other. Sometimes they are abstract. But I pieced it together. Two words.
So you just taught yourself how to read from cross-referencing the glyphic things with the letters in the book? Wow, that's amazing! Can you teach me some?
I don't know.
Nothing down there.
Oh.
Are you done with the berries?
Yeah, ate enough. Should be enough for a bit.
Great, then let's move on.
Okay.
This buzzing is getting annoying.
Now that you're back, actually the sound's back too.
The buzzing?
Hmm?
You hear?
Yeah, I hear buzzing. You hear it too?
No. I can't hear the Aether Web.
Then what are you trying to tell me?
Does that mean the stuff we're hearing is on the Aether Web stuff?
Aether Web.
Aether?
The buzzing. Describe it.
I'm not sure. It sounds like many small creatures chattering. But I can't locate it. It seems to come from everywhere.
Wait, what's that in your face?
Augmentations, I already told you.
Not that. There's something flying around in your face.
My face? I don't see anything.
Mal! Eki! Do you...
I see them.
Are you playing a prank?
No! There's small fishy spirits flying around your nose and mouth.
My...
Lou. They're Lou, babe.
Dew spirits?
I think he said Lou.
Lou means dew.
Oh.
They make dew out of moist in air.
Oh,
Fjardot.
Ah.
Those must be what I've been hearing. They must be everywhere at this time of day.
They are. In the grasses and bushes.
Those are the same things as the ones in her face?
Yes, but... They shouldn't swarm.
Why would they be flying around my mouth?
That red?
If they liked that, they would go in your face.
Hey! We just got along so well! Don't betray me!
They're water bears.
I know they can get attracted to the moisture in breath, but do you see them on your breaths?
No, Eki doesn't have them.
Neither does the human. It might be your Aethwar that attracts them.
Dew spirits aren't drawn to water Aethwars. That's not how they...
We've seen them do this.
Really?
We?
You know someone with a water as well.
Why is... You think... Is it strange?
Yes, it's strange. Was that person a skur?
Doesn't matter. We have to get the Lu out of your breath, or they will harm
you. I don't think they're a threat. They just collect the dew from my breath.
Raka, I don't know if you've noticed, but Maliki seems concerned.
Yes!
Look, They have no reason to go for my Aethelon. If we were in the Aethelon race, I'd believe that, but not here.
Maybe we are already in the Aethelon race.
Certainly not.
Well, just so you know, there's more of those loose spirits moving away from the group.
We should move away from anything that emits humidity, then.
But
come on.
Wait. Hey, shouldn't you try to get rid of them?
They will disperse when the sun comes up.
Don't take them lightly. They can do
it. Look, Runt, these spirits are harmless. If they wanted to do something to me, they could have done it already. They are in my breath, after all. They could have gone into my lungs by now.
They aren't doing that yet. Doesn't mean they won't at all.
This is so exhausting.
Only did 5 paces. Are you out of breath already?
Yes. So, will you carry me?
I will ignore you.
Actually, I meant your bickering. That's what's really exhausting. Especially before breakfast. I still have to carry.
You're lazy.
Just tired and hungry, and my muscles still ache from yesterday's hike.
You should have stayed in the village.
Hey, you said you'd rather have a third person on the trip who isn't Raka.
You don't even carry your own weight.
I'm kidding about the carrying part. I asked everyone that.
Never said it to me.
Oh, did you want me to?
No!
Okay.
I prefer to keep as much distance between me and your armpits as I possibly can.
Ooh.
My fingers still stink from when I had to carry all of the brute yesterday.
I like the smell of my armpits. It calms me down. Besides, I never asked you because you're barely taller than me and only half of my weight. I wouldn't want to put that on you.
Very considerate.
So I roll. Oh, shit!
What is it?
Do you see that?
Swarm.
Fog.
It's a swarm.
Wait! Fog is made out of spirits?
Fog is made out of runes. Blue runes. The loose spirits feed on excess fog runes, so yes, they are loose spirits in fog.
We must get rid of them.
Leave them alone. That is just fog. They're not a threat. We're not in the Aetherphrase. The Lu are harmless.
They're not. A swarm like this can harm you.
Fine. Let's get away from them. And if it's only to calm your superstition...
You can't. They're in your face.
Nothing we can do about that right now. Pick up the pace.
You should have stayed on your Dudra.
Maliki!
We can't run from the Lu again.
Don't you dare.
Oh, shit. Mal!
You little...
I am helping you.
You just threatened them. That's not helping anyone.
I know what I'm doing. Matter. Yadira captured the
Dudra.
Maliki!
Dude!
The spirits.
Mal, stop!
Look, I appreciate the sentiment, but you're using too many runes.
Save the stones. Shape a container.
Maliki!
Stop!
Oh, shit.
Shit!
Then get out of there!
I'm in a stupid tornado again!
Sorry, I'm gonna play this. What's
going on? Shield!
Fjord! Can't use water runes.
Maliki! You imbecile!
You had one of its roots!
You put Lynn's life in danger with your stupid stone storm!
She should have gotten out of my room, V.
She didn't even know what you were doing! How do you expect
still a moment!
No, I'm not letting this pass! I told you to leave them alone!
There's a way! They're entering her breath!
What?
Do something!
Sorry, can I play this? What can I do?
I don't know!
You said you've been in a situation like this before!
This is different! You have a water
aspirin! Pull them out!
Bus! Rintasia! Katosta bus!
Does it work?
I see that!
Hurry!
I'll try something simpler. Mir, by bus!
Water!
You turn by Laizu!
Oil and sea!
Still nothing!
I don't know what else to try!
Free our wind death
one! Definitely not!
You want her to die!
There has to be something else! What did you do when this happened before?
Force the water out, together with the loop.
No, that will hurt her. Maybe even damage her lungs.
Better than dying. Just free my...
I won't!
Just release our Conan out of our horn-blowing heart, you frozen idiot.
Fine. Some rattle, Malak, you need this?
Limpid Sanhia ascend.
Finia, a tostamus
of steam.
Voltea,
Cloudmaker. Clouds?
They can't get back down so easily if they're trapped in steam and clouds.
Should have burnt them. Wouldn't be able to hurt anyone then.
I'm not like you. I don't take joy in harming spirits. Kafirinria, Binar,
no,
Malekiri.
No. You don't trust me.
After what you just did? Of course not. Lynn, are you all right?
Yeah, but I almost died.
You're alive.
Is that supposed to make me feel better? You argued about this damn egg.
Do you know what kind of damage he could have done to your lungs with the amount of force he puts into his wounds?
My life was at stake. There was no room for suspicion, Raka. What took you so long to get over your foolish pride? You're way too paranoid about him.
I can control runes when I need to.
Oh, really? Right now, it seems like you just throw them out there and let Lynn and me figure out how to avoid being hit by them.
Well, I have to agree with that.
You should have gotten out of my...
Rocknado? You surrounded me with a bunch of uncontrolled swirling rocks and expected me to jump out of them? I'm no fucking superhero!
You should have gotten out before the runes started taking effect.
What? With my cat-like reflexes? Sure, no problem.
The Monohorn and I have to feed, protect, and smell you. At least you could try not to get in the way when we defend you.
Defend me? Well, I'm sorry that I was standing in your way when I didn't know what was happening. Surprise! I don't speak your funny glyphy language. You haven't taught me yet. You could have recited the poem for all I know. I didn't know what was going on.
You are right. I apologize.
Wait, what?
Skurka. Skurka fight against each other or side by side. Not one behind the other. I never fought with someone standing behind me.
Okay. Apology accepted. I will try to get out of your way next time. Just give me a warning, some kind of heads up.
Yes.
You shouldn't have engaged the spirits in a fight in the first place.
I have seen Lude behave like this before. I didn't want it to happen again.
But what was a stone storm supposed to do against a wall of fog?
I didn't have my wind athwar. I needed something to stir the air.
Hold on. You used stones to create air movement?
Yes. Fog can be blown away with enough wind. This is what I did the last time I faced a loose one.
I...
See? Maybe you should get to know him better. Or at the very least, listen to him once in a while. He's been telling you the whole time that he has been in a similar situation.
Yes.
Let me show you something. Take out that charm I made for you.
You mean the thing that's supposed to mask my broken soul?
Yes, that.
Whoa, okay. Oh, it's...
It broke when you were hit by the stones. The spirits noticed your soul and went straight for it.
That kind of makes sense. Wait. So, this is all Maliki's fault?
No!
This is why I didn't want to take you with me.
Well, just make me a new charm that can survive being hit by a rock next time.
Yes!
Well, I could carve the runes on your chest. That way it can't break.
No. I'm not letting you carve or burn any runes on my skin. I don't want a tattoo like that.
Well, a broken soul can't be fixed. Usually people like you get a permanent protection to make sure things like this don't happen.
Well, I'm not planning on staying here forever.
Fine, I'll make you another charm.
There are still plenty of loo in the dewdrops around us. We have to move.
All right. Lynn, are you all right?
Wait.
Do you need some water? Here, drink something. Take the water soon.
Chew these. Good for coughing.
Well, are they helping?
Don't swallow.
You made it worse. Why are you giving her leaves that make her cough?
Why is that the first thing you tell me?
I didn't expect you to swallow before you chew.
That's what I always do. I thought you said these would help.
Not when you swallow them.
Yeah, well, they taste terrible.
Swallow spit after you chew. Spit out the leaf. Across the water from your lungs.
Here, want a drink?
No, I passed. I'd rather not see water for the rest of the day.
Well, anything to wash out the taste?
You know, breakfast would be nice. Mm. And while you're so eager to make it up to me, why don't you carry me up the hill?
Don't press it.
I'm not. I just had a near-death experience from which I barely recovered, which you're partially at fault for. I'm weak and shaky on my legs. I'm just a frail human, right?
Fine. Just this once.
Yay! Backpacking, Raka! Nice.
You're heavier than you look.
Hey!
I think she looks right.
Gee, thank you. You're calling me fat again.
Here, at least hold my bag and bow.
Sure. Hey, didn't you say there won't be an issue when the sun rises?
Yeah.
Well, look there. The dawn is breaking.
You heard that? At the beginning, I figured out how to merge several shorter recordings on the same sphere. Now that's going to save me a lot of spheres, and they are quite costly. That's about as much as my to-do list as I managed to work on since the last recording, though. Raka has been gone for 5 days, and while that isn't unusually long for Patchers, her absence is starting to be noticeable. The Magistrate had to reassign the students from her class to the other Akasars. Even I got one of her students. Apparently they have a broken soul. They're deaf, or rather, very hard of hearing, but they're preparing to get a rune enchantment that will allow them to hear things on the Aetherweb, just like Raka. Not the same thing as hearing what people say, but at least it will allow them to pursue a career as a Patcher, help other people like them. But this kind of got me thinking. I had hoped the windshell would be useful to future Patchers, but now, I suppose, I really need to make transcripts for these recordings, so they could be useful even for people like that. So if you're a quick writer and interested, please get in touch with me via the established contacting methods. Oral@runetrulinus.com or @runetrulinus if you want to send me bird chirps, message me in the book with a face on it, or the instant picture album. Anyway, date of recording was Kalfanuka on the 99th day of Bekos, 5th year of the Vare in the 101st generation. Vocal enchantments were woven by Kessie Rilinicky, Carolyn Montarola, Aethor Vithir's son, and Travis Fengruff, with crowd noises by Hem Cleveland, Kareem Cromfley, Matthew Boudreau, Whitney Johnson, and Tal Manier. Music shells provided by Fuimadan. Audio enchantments by Sarah Baczynski of Polarity Audio Works. Written and produced by Kessie Rilinicky.
Hey y'all, and Feihu, Kessie here. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Also sorry that I'm doing intros and outros now, but I kinda have to. If these annoy you, remember that there is the option to sign up to our Blighthouse Patreon and be able to listen to each episode a month earlier than everyone else, and also without the intro and the outros. Except if you might need content warnings, I don't actually put the content warnings on the Patreon. If that makes it a nope for you, but you would still like to support the show in some way, I absolutely understand, first of all. And I just want to let you know that there are different ways that you can help us. For example, if you know a person who you think might enjoy the show, you can recommend it to them. Or if you're like me and are an absolute recluse who shuns people, you could also leave a review on iTunes or Podchaser. And those really help the show get found as well. Anyway, I'm just rambling. You're about to hear an ad for a show called Terror Radio Podcast. If you're into horror, maybe that's up your alley. Maybe give it a listen. Well, until next time, bye!
Do you enjoy being scared while sitting on the edge of your seat? Then join me every Friday night for Terror Radio Podcast. A podcast that's dedicated in bringing you the best of horror and thriller, old-time radio broadcasts, as well as original stories. Again, Terror Radio. New episodes every Friday. Join me if you dare.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.